Walker, toe touch, reaching down, stand up in between.
The 2015 offseason program is in the books. Training camp is right around the corner. A man with a pulse on all of that is the Vikings strength and conditioning coach, Evan Marcus, who's in the studio right now. Hey, Coach.
How you doing?
Appreciate I'm doing
you
great.
Having me.
You bet. Thanks for joining us. Talk a little bit about the offseason program and how it went. Coach Zimmer said it was productive. Rick Spielman said it was productive. Do you agree?
Yeah, I think the guys did a really good job. I think in year two of what we're doing here, the guys came back with a better understanding of how to be prepared for the offseason program. So I think they did a really good job coming in shape, and then we could progress from there instead of having to take a step back and kind of catch everybody up.
Partner up, fellas, just like we did last week, those kneeling chest passes. Shoot your hands and your hips. You want to sit back on your heels, explode out. You got 10 of the kneeling chest passes. Then partner up with the leather med ball. You got 15 partner sit-ups.
Guys came in ready to go. They knew what is expected of them in the weight room and how we train and the things we're doing. So they came back ready to go, and then we really kind of took another step forward in our training.
How does what you do with the guys on a daily basis get incorporated into what the coaching staff is doing with the guys on the field?
Well, the mindset is set from coach. You know, we talk about being a physical team. We talk about outworking everybody else, and I think that just goes along with our philosophy in the weight room.
Okay, work together, fellas. Stay with your numbers. Okay, if you need some help setting things up, just let us know. We'll help you through it. All right, guys, let's go. Press.
Nice.
Attaboy. Come on, G. Strong press. Attaboy. Good. Nice and steady.
Yep.
Attaboy. Good.
So we talk about being a physical team, and then we back it up by how we train. We train our guys to be strong and explosive and dynamic, and it's all about the same message being repeated over and over again.
What's different about what you guys do in the weight room during the season with the players compared to what you're doing with them at this time of the year?
15 reps on the abs, guys. 15 reps on the ab. We're going through the superset two times. Press, good. You do your rows, I'll set your next weight.
Okay.
Come on, David. Press, attaboy.
You know, our mindset is always going to be about being physical, being strong, being explosive. We continue that as the season goes on. I think the guys really found out last year that as the season wore on, they were getting stronger. You know, you're in season. That's when you want your guys to be the best. So why would you ever say to a guy, you know, hey, we're good enough, let's just stop and maintain? The coaches would never say that on the practice field, and the message is the same in the weight room. We're going to continue to find ways to get better, to be stronger, to be more physical, to be more powerful, and we're going to keep going with that.
I know you take pride in working with every type of athlete and with all the guys, but is there a position group that you like working with the best, that you identify with? Do you like younger players? Do you like veterans? Do you have any preferences like that?
It doesn't matter, young or old, you know, as long as you're willing to work and you're willing to communicate, you know, that's always good with these guys. They're a fun bunch of guys to be around. I guess being an ex-offensive lineman, you kind of gravitate to that group of guys, but I mean, really it's about you know, the character of the individual, and really we have a good bunch of guys, and they're really, from a daily basis, you know, they're really kind of fun to be around.
All right, thanks for coming in. We'll see you down in Mankato.
Appreciate it. Thank you.